from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
What up, what up?
Hey-o!
We only do it one time a year, so here it is.
It's gonna be May.
There it is.
That makes me so happy.
One time a
it
year.
It makes me so happy.
Had to do it.
It's one day.
That's
it. Gonna be May.
Thank you, you did it twice.
Yeah. Well, I said one day.
Oh, so we can do it as many times as we want today, though.
That's correct.
Oh, man, I'm about to get on some people's nerves.
It's gonna be May.
Mission accomplished. It's already there.
Let me change the ringtone in my phone and turn my volume up.
Thank God he doesn't have any friends that will call him, so it works out well. Yes, hello, good morning, and welcome to this here thing. You know, as we start the week, I think this is a question. What counts? Like, what actually counts? Because, Antoine, you were talking about how you don't like writing in greeting cards.
Correct.
Right. And I get it, because you're just like, oh, man, what do I write?
Yes.
And there's already writing there.
Yeah, so, like, at this point, it feels like a competition. Can I be more sentimental than the what's printed on the paper?
Right, because, I mean, that's the card has been written. I mean, people are paid to do this. They are experts. It's as if you went to a restaurant, okay, and you ordered a wonderful meal. You said, chef who went to the Culinary Institute of Technology, please put together a meal for me.
Yes.
And that meal was brought to you, and you used that meal as a plate for something you made.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? Like, you would just put it right on top, and that doesn't make any sense. However, I do believe that when it comes to greeting cards, whatever is written in there does not count. It might as well be invisible ink. Like, it doesn't even need to be
there. You'll be correct.
Mm-hmm. See?
I expect a card with the message, that message, but also want a personal little letter.
There will be a little personal part in there. It'll say love, comma,
Antoine. I want something from the heart.
Love comes from the heart.
More than that love. I want, you know, love time too. So I want a nice little message.
So, okay. All right. You can only pick one. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have a Hallmark card that has things already printed on there with just my signature, or a blank index card where I write something?
I'll take the index card.
I was
Happy Mother's
you'd go
Day.
The other way.
You didn't sell it right. You should have just said a blank piece of paper. So, index card. She still heard card.
She still heard card.
You should have said it this way. Let me try it this way. Monica, would you like a beautifully designed and crafted Hallmark card with a wonderful picture on the front and beautiful sentimental words on the inside? That are, if you're lucky,
that's
these
cheap right there.
Yeah. Signed by me. Or would you like a personal message on the back of a receipt?
I'll take the receipt.
Okay.
Oh, she already knows.
I tried.
No, it's just because I went to a retirement thing over the weekend, and so like had to get a card. And then when I got the card, like, should I write anything in there? Like, it said everything. It said, have fun. You've worked hard. Like, all the things I would have said, it already said.
See, and that's where it's tough, too, because, look, I get it. What Monica's saying is, women like to make you suffer. So they want you to really go through that journey. So when it comes to Mother's Day or your anniversary card or your wife's birthday, you got to sit there and write a bunch of words.
Uh-huh.
It's like school again. Minimum 4 paragraphs, whatever the heck it is.
Yes.
I get it. But then when it comes to somebody's retirement, I feel like that's exactly what the card writing professional was for. That's exactly it.
With the retirement,
is that
different.
Fair?
Yeah, that's all right.
What about a birthday card? I need to figure out where the line is drawn.
A birthday card? I mean, I feel like if you're giving someone a birthday card, you need a little bit of a message, a little bit more. Depends on the person.
Okay.
Well, yeah, see, it depends on the person, Antoine, because if it's a woman, they require a whole paragraph. If it's a guy, they actually just want you to point in their general direction and say, happy birthday, man, and then walk away.
Please don't give me a card.
I don't want a card.
I never want a card.
I don't need a card. You're handing me garbage. Like, I hate taking out the recycling as it is.
Garbage.
It's always full. Exactly. So really, you're spending $10 for me to then throw it away.
And cards stress me out too, because how long do I have to keep it before I can throw it away?
Right.
Like, I've read the message. I've memorized the message. Can I throw it away when the party's over? When I throw away the decorations?
No, you can't.
How long do I have to keep the card?
I think at least a week.
A week?
Where am I going to put it? I don't have a card stock. It's called a trash can.
I have all my cards, but I think I think you just keep it for like a week.
Yeah, but you have all your victims' like body parts too. Like, that doesn't count. Yeah, I don't know. And then I get it. What also ends up being tough is like, okay, you got birthday cards. And there's different levels of cards, okay? My kids give me a birthday card. I have more of a sentimental attachment to that. David Kemble, my accountant, sends me a birthday card. That one, I don't feel like I really want to hold on to for that long.
I think he's okay with that.
But if I'm holding, if I'm keeping one and I throw his away,
yeah, makes it
now
look worse.
I feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
So I have to hold that one for longer.
A little bit longer than
is totally necessary. So, yeah, the words don't count. It might be the only profession on earth where we pay someone, we give them a requirement, we tell them exactly what to do, they spend all their time doing, and then we say, okay, what you did is meaningless. Thank you.
We're going to do your work for you. Mm-hmm.
Right. We're going to write right over the top of it. Should have just given her a birthday card.
Yeah.
Gave her sadness.
Miss Monica's so diamond of the day.
Yeah. Her boyfriend, he made her a birthday cake.
Okay.
Yep. A
low calorie
birthday cake, which she took as a message that I need to lose weight. The cake, she said, wasn't that good. It was pretty bitter. And he was like, hey, babe, this is, you know, happy birthday. I made this cake from scratch. It's low calorie. It's for you. And she's like, so what are you trying to say?
Yeah, because there's...
You can't give a gift with a message, can you?
Well, you can do that.
Isn't that a birthday card? Just saying. By definition. It's a gift with a message. So we're back to it. We're back.
Good point. One for Antoine.
Yes.
Zero for Monica.
I know.
If you're keeping score today. Now, if she was on some sort of declared diet or eating plan, or, you know, if she said something like, look, I don't like calories or gluten. Mm-hmm. So you made her some terrible gluten-free, low-calorie cake. You know, that's what she, deserves. You know,
she does admit that she's a little overweight. Okay. And she said they had discussed calories. But it was one of the things that he brought up,
No.
And he's like, we need to start, you know, tracking our calories and lose weight together. And we can do this together.
Yeah, on your birthday.
Yeah. And then she was like, but on my birthday, you're going to present me with, you know, this cake, this low-cal cake? Like, no.
The birthday's the issue.
Yeah. And a low-calorie cake, come on, useless. It's like low-calorie cheese. Just don't have
gosh.
It. I mean, just don't even. It's not worth
it. If you're going to go in.
Right.
Enjoy it.
Don't be just kind of like leaning in and, then leave. Like, no one needs that.
And I feel that anytime I see, like, you know, alcohol ads and stuff for, like, low-calorie and healthier alcohol, like, if I'm going to drink, right, if I'm going to indulge, let me indulge. If it's my birthday and we're going to have cake and ice cream, et cetera, et cetera, let's indulge. We'll worry about it tomorrow.
You gotta own what it is or own who you are. It's like when people get all uppity about, like, just, I don't even want to say the name of any place. So it's just like, pick any random fast food place and be like, well, it's so unhealthy and blah, blah, blah. But that's what it's there for, okay? No one is asking Lettuceville to make pizzas. So, you know, you go to where you go and that's what you expect. Birthday? Celebration, indulgence, enjoyment.
He would have been better off getting a card and just writing his name at the bottom.
I did have someone hang up on me, rightfully so, on Friday because they were at the drive-thru and they got a burger. And I said, well, you know, they have healthier options. They have salads. And I was hung up on.
I would have blocked your phone number.
I was like,
I've been like, lose my number too. I'm gonna block you.
I said, what?
But I want you to know, they have healthier options. Yeah, and?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I got the. It's like, where'd they go?
I could do a lot of ways to better myself in this world, but I don't need you telling me. Thank you very much.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
It's Monday. You need to pick me up.
Yes, we do.
Need something to look forward to. I have, because, you know, it's...
It's gonna be May.
Yes. To look forward to in May.
Okay.
Because there's stuff. Sports-wise, you got the playoffs going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basketball and hockey. Monica, I know
The
Derby. That's what I was going to say.
You got my Derby hat?
You have your big stupid hat ready for Friday?
I don't.
For Saturday?
I need to get my hat.
You do have to get a hat.
Yeah. I got to get the big hat.
Man, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. What is it, a mint julep?
Yep.
Is that what you drink? Yeah.
Yep. You need a mint julep and you need your big stupid hat.
Got to get the hat.
And the other thing you have to do, this is more, this is a guy thing to do for the Kentucky Derby, is act like you know what the hell you're talking about when it comes to gambling on horses. We pay attention for 14 minutes a year, Antoine.
If that, yes.
And it would be on this Saturday, and we go, well, you know, this horse right here is really good in the mud, and it's going to rain a little. Like, bro, we haven't looked up anything since last year.
I know nothing about it. I'm betting on my favorite name. That's how I do it every time.
And currently, I mean, the Derby's Saturday, so if I was really a gambling expert on horses, I would be able to tell you any horse in the race, which I cannot do right now.
Not a single one.
Zero.
No.
I know as much information, and this is what I'm trying to get to sink through to all of us men, because I'm just as stupid. On Saturday, I go, oh, yes, you know, well, if I do the box quinella, this is what's going to happen. I know as much information right now about the Kentucky Derby on Saturday as I do German professional hockey.
Okay.
So if I wanted to bet on German professional, then I wouldn't
well,
bet Zach, on that.
Your horse is Gopher Gin.
Gopher Gin.
Uh-huh. You like gin and tonic? That's your horse now.
That sounds like my horse.
Is that a real
mm-hmm.
horse?
Gopher Gin.
Well, you know, Antoine, Gopher Gin is really good in the short track races this one. And that's a blah, 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 you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Yep.
I like that, though. Gopher Gin. I'm going to go ahead.
And go ahead and write that down.
Since mm-hmm. Monica told me, it means if I don't bet on this horse, it will win. But if I do bet on this horse,
it's
going to
lose.
Finish in last place.
So you need to go ahead and bet on it.
Oh, I will.
I'd rather you be wrong than Monica be right.
Yes. Oh, yes. Good point, Antoine. Thank you. Movie-wise, this month, you got the new Doctor Strange is coming out.
Oh,
I'm so excited to talk about that.
Downton Abbey, if you're a fan of Downton mm-hmm. Abbey, that is later this month. And Top Gun, the sequel, finally comes out.
I finally saw the trailer for that yesterday.
Yeah. Are you excited? Do you have any desire to see that movie?
I do, but I've never seen the first one. So at some point, I need to watch the first one so I can watch the sequel.
There's actually an actor was talking about how Tom Cruise, when he addressed the whole staff, I mean, he's putting a ton of pressure on this movie being good.
Tom Cruise gave us a speech before we started the movie and said, guys, making this sequel is going to be like hitting a bullet with a bullet. We're going to have to work, like, the odds are stacked against us, and we're going to have to work really, really hard in order to prove everybody wrong. And as you know, you watch this movie, and I feel like we hit that bullet with a bullet.
Well, we'll see about that.
Ah.
But yeah, that's later this month. Stranger Things.
Ooh.
Later this month. If you're a Star Wars person, the new Obi-Wan Kenobi show premieres at the end of the month on Disney Plus. And also, I should point out, Live Nation is doing $25 concert tickets this week.
I saw that too.
Yeah, so that goes starting on May 4th, unless you're part of their pre-sale, where you're either a City Card member or you're a member of Rakuten.
Uh-huh.
You can start buying tickets tomorrow. And there are thousands of bands on there. I don't know what the restrictions are. I don't know how many are available.
But $25.
Because that's the other thing, too. They say, it's $25 concert tickets, but if it's two for each venue.
That's it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, but I see, Backstreet Boys, Brad Paisley, Eric Church, Halsey, Imagine Dragons, Jonas Brothers, Kenny Chesney, Lady A.
Some good concerts there.
Kelly, Miranda Lambert, Santana.
Get some tickets.
Shania, Shawn Mendes, Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
All sorts of stuff on there. So you can check that out. If you are interested, let's see other pick me ups for today. All right, these are my two favorite guys of the day. First is this guy who showed up to work late, 7.5 hours late, and his boss said, "Where you been?" And he said, "Well, I just overslept."
At least you're honest. I appreciate that kind of honesty.
You know, I would say our job is one of the few where you could be 7.5 hours late and legitimately say, "Look, I overslept," because that would get you into work at about 10:30.
Yes.
I mean, think about
touche. Touche.
Yep, absolutely. So I like him, but this is my favorite dude of the day. Now, he's in Scotland, so you have to accept everybody's wacky Scottish accents in this. But it's late at night. He's had some drinks. Mm-hmm. He's hungry. Want some McDonald's, man. Feeling good. Want a little snack. Problem is, you know, the dining room closed, only the drive-thru open. And this young man ain't got no car. So he decides, be the car.
Yes.
Man, I'm going to be the car. So he decides to go to the drive-thru making vroom vroom noises, trying to convince the guy that he's a car. That's him.
Oh, can I get a Big Mac, please?
No, you need a car to come through the drive-thru, pal.
Saying you need a car to come through the drive-thru. That's the guy.
Right. Well, I'm trying to drive through.
You need to be in a car to come through the drive-thru. You're not a vehicle.
I'm a truck. You try to say I don't identify as a truck.
You know, he makes a good point there. He says he identifies as a truck.
I mean,
everybody has been free to decide how they identify.
It sounds like he's done it before.
Practice that sound.
That's one of those ones like, why can't they just give him a burger? Like, do we really have to draw that
most
line?
Of the time I think
Is it federal law that you must be a car to go to the drive-thru?
They gave me a burger when I walked through one time, a long time ago.
I hope it was a long time ago.
It was a long time
ago. I hope you weren't doing that 3 months ago.
February. February's a long time ago. Feels like a very long time ago. All right, well, then go ahead.
Wow, it's my car.
And I'm on a Harley.
I know.
Yes, I'm cranking it. Yeah.
Actually, Monica put a hit like you're on that chopper.
Chopper.
I'm a motorcycle.
Well, you identify as a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. See? So there you go.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you need to change your horse. It's Cyberknife.
Cyberknife?
Yeah.
Ooh. See, now you're making me lose on two bets.
Yeah. Now I have to bet on the
Jin
one.
Yeah, because there's no, yeah, Jin is old. So he's not in the race.
Oh, he's not in the race.
No, but Cyberknife is.
Cyberknife.
It's an interesting name right there.
Mm-hmm. Strong, though. It's
ranked
like,
six right now.
Cuts right
I like
through.
That name.
And Monica says, Gopher Jin is glue now. I'm sorry. He will not be in this race.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
$1,000 is coming.
There we go.
In just a couple of minutes, if your phone rings, answer it, because we want to give you $1,000 in the Great Gas Rescue. And this is the final week, so every gas signal matters. Now, we're going to do the lightning bolt. So if you would like to win a $25 gift card to the new Chef Store in Lynchburg, the grand opening is happening this Saturday. K92 will be live there, 11 to 1, Wards Road in Lynchburg. It says customers will receive coupons.
Ooh, okay.
Look at that.
I like some coupons.
We do have free giveaways, free food, raffles every hour. There's going to be food sampling inside. The store is designed for chefs and culinary professionals in Lynchburg, but it's open to everyone. So you got 5,000 items, including fresh meat and produce and dairy and canned goods and all this stuff. And everything's at wholesale prices. If you want to check that out, that is this Saturday. If you want to win a $25 gift card right now, just text in to 52353 who you think will win this game. Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica? They're just going to have 15 seconds in two different categories. They rattle it off and they try to win. So let's go ahead and get rolling here. Round one, Monica is...
Round one.
Heading to the soundproof chamber.
Yes, she is.
Swiftly. Moving like she was gliding.
Like just, she might have to stop by the bathroom or something.
I think she was... She's going to go
tingle.
Get like a biscuit or something.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Give me some grape jelly.
See how fast she can go there and back. All right, Antoine, Mother's Day is this weekend.
It
as
is.
We all know, as we are reminded over and over again. Because we love mom so much.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. So we're going to go with names people use to address mom. So like, okay. You know, mom. That would count as one of them.
All right.
15 seconds and go!
Mom, ma, mammy, mommy, mother, their first name, the lady my dad married, the woman that had me, stepmommy, mommy number two.
I guess I'll give you all of those.
They may have a strained relationship.
Yeah.
Just
if you started getting into like stepmom, stepmama, I was just
I wasn't gonna go down that road.
No, I was gonna designate all of those as the same. But I will give you pretty much everything you
said.
So that is 10.
All right.
Not bad, not bad. You missed the classy one that I think Martha Stewart uses, Mater.
Mater.
Like Mater and Pater, they will say that. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. Mum. Yep.
All right, come on back.
That was British.
Yep, exactly. All right, welcome back. Monica's gliding back in again today. Man, I tell you what, because Monica's, you're wearing shorts today because you're trying to wear shorts.
Yes.
I can't get used to it.
Well, for me, they perfectly match your skin tone. So I was confused if you had pants on.
Right.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
What did you do in there?
It's not that they're bad. I just can't get
you
used to it. That's all it is.
I want to change it up and wear shorts. And I told you, it's like shorts. I'm not built for shorts. And it's hard for me to find the perfect short.
Right.
I guess. So I'm working on that.
Yeah. Because what happens with Monica is you're trying to find like the perfect tightness and the perfect length.
Yes.
Because otherwise they look too long or they ride up your butt. So it's just you have to find the perfect pants.
For the perfect short.
And she wanted to find some that made it look like she had no pants.
I didn't even think
good luck. There's that. All right.
Yes, okay.
Antoine got 10 in the first round.
Oh.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going with names people use to address mom. Like mom.
Yeah.
That would be one that counts. 15 seconds and go.
Mom, mama, mommy, madame. Let's see. Madre. Grandma. What else do you say? Some people say the wrong word. I've heard people in the grocery store say the, you know, bad words to mommy. And that's not a mommy word.
Like the B word?
Yes, I've heard kid, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, I'll give you that one. Why not?
The bad word?
And I'm like, do you want me to take care of that kid?
You only got six. That
that's
was,
not good.
Was
like,
no, it wasn't great.
I'm sorry. I just can't get over this. Say M-A-D-A-M-E. Say that again.
What did I say? Madre? What did I say? Mod? What did I say?
You said
madame?
You said madame.
Madame.
You never
madame.
Say madam.
Madam. No, I say madame.
She does say madame.
Yeah, I know, but she doesn't say it's madam. Madam.
Yeah, but no, it's also madame.
Yeah, but remember
I'm
when
I'm looking it up right here.
It's, but people also
it's
say
madame.
But Antoine, she does have a pattern because I think there was a show called Madame Web,
madame.
And she called it Madame Web.
Madame Web.
I accept.
I know, that's the thing.
She's
you
consistent.
Always say it that way.
Always
you always say
madame,
it that way.
I think you can go both ways, right?
It says right here.
I don't care.
It's madame or madame.
You know what?
It's madame word.
It's it's madame preference, okay?
I'm going to tell your mother. I'm going to tell your mama. Trigger your
tell
mama. Your daughter out here cussing. She don't know the Lord. She don't know
you
the
know,
Lord.
We would have accepted the first name. Antoine said that one because you call your mother Trigger. Well,
she does have a name.
She has a name.
And it ain't madame.
Right. It's madame name. Oh, Lord. Okay, Antoine, you're up 10-6, so it's kind of that's a large lead right
all
there.
Right.
May is National Barbecue Month.
Barbecue month.
Yeah, barbecue month. So you're just going to give me barbecue food, but I mean like real barbecue food. So don't say a hot dog, because just because you can throw it on a grill, don't make it actual barbecue food, like going to a barbecue restaurant, that kind of thing, 15 seconds ago.
All right, barbecue, brisket, hush puppies, mac and cheese.
Yep.
Some cobbler.
Yep.
How about, I already said the barbecue, so coleslaw's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's in mac and cheese. What else is on the menu?
Ooh. Okay, now I don't accept barbecue because that's not a specific food. That's the whole genre of
food.
But I
feel like pork butt if I want a barbecue sandwich.
You should have
barbecue.
Said pork butt then. You know, pork. Pork would have been an acceptable answer.
Fair.
Barbecue is the entire thing.
Okay.
That's like if I said name food at McDonald's and you said McDonald's. Like that's
no,
the same.
No, that's not the same. I'm not going to fight the point.
No,
but
you're
not the same.
I'll take a point away just to
be spiteful.
That's
a bad example.
You only got 5. So 15. All right, Monica could. She could.
I can think she could do this.
Yeah.
Wow, it really does look like you have no pants on.
I told you. If you just glance, it's just all legs.
I didn't think about it. You know what? Well.
Summer of Monica around here, baby. Okay. He only got 5. I think that the window is open for you here because I do think you are capable of getting 9 in this category.
Hmm.
So it is National Barbecue Month. This month.
Love that.
Okay. So we're doing barbecue food, but I'll tell you what I told Antoine. This is like real barbecue. Like you go to a barbecue restaurant. So you can't tell me hot dog because you put a hot dog on a grill. It's not that. This is not like outdoor barbecue. I'm talking about you go to Mama Jean's, that kind of thing. Barbecue food, 15 seconds and go.
Barbecue pork butt, ribs and steak. The pork tips, the bacon. You see the barbecued, they have corn, Brussels sprouts, the barbecue, mac and cheese dish.
I will give you that one too. I know
that
what
wasn't enough.
When you were referring to the pork tips, you meant the burnt ends.
The burnt ends,
and
yes.
That's when you said the bacon. That's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Those are the burnt ends. So I gave you a point on that one
Not
as
enough.
You swam around in it. You needed 9. You got... sorry, Antoine.
That means you're wrong.
Yep, Antoine, you are the winner.
But damn it!
I didn't get past like whatever I order when I go to Wildwood. So I got 5 things. I'm like, all right, I get a sandwich, I get the brisket, I get some mac and cheese, I get hush puppies.
Antoine,
and
you didn't say ribs.
And I thought ribs before the timer started, and then I froze. Nope. I forgot baked beans.
I know, y'all forgot
I said coleslaw.
Cornbreads and banana pudding is one you throw in there. Be a barbecue chicken, smoked wings, all sorts
goodness.
Of stuff. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You know what? Y'all are punished. You have to go both eat barbecue today.
I'm going to head over there today.
Yep. You
Mama
will,
Jane,
and you
Mama
won't
Jane's.
Like it either. So there, and they're closed this week, so
I know.
You can't go. Sorry.
I did see that. I was
they're out of town. So you'll have to go somewhere else.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
I don't know what to make of this study, but researchers said they looked at the genes of more than 2,000 different dogs. I think a lot of times you think dogs have personalities.
Yes.
And certain breeds have certain personalities.
Right.
According to this, science says no.
Nope.
They say it has no connection. The breed and the personality don't have any correlation. It has to do more with the dog's environment. So if your dog is a jerk, it's because you are. That's really what they're saying.
No. I think a lab, you know, labs all have that same.
Well, and I think about it like with beagles. Beagles are all that same barking, doofusy jerk beagle. Every single one of them.
Science says no.
I would be interested to hear from somebody who has multiple breeds in the same home and see if they have the same or different personalities. Because I've never been a dog owner, so I can't really speak to any of this.
You never had a dog?
No, my mother wasn't a big growing up. Yeah. She hated the idea of having a dog, and you kept it outside, and you chained it to a tree. Because, you know, that was the thing back in the 90s that you would do with a dog. She goes, I would never do that to an animal. Well, let's get one and put it in the house. Ain't no damn dog coming in this house.
They belong outside, chained to trees. What are you talking about?
We always had like little terriers. We also had chows. We had Ludacris, you know, and Bear.
Chows are ones too. I mean, I feel like they have a personality. If you turn around, they're going to bite your face or your butt or whatever it is. Nope, there is no connection.
We couldn't find any evidence that ancestry from any particular breed actually has an influence on things like whether dogs are reacting aggressively to things in their environment. What that suggests to us is that kind of facet of behavior is very shaped by a dog's environment and by their life experiences and very little by their genetics.
Yeah, so if your dog is loud and annoying, it's because you are. That's really what that study is saying right there, which to me makes no sense because then it says things like, well, it can be in, traits can be inherited. So like if the parents howled, then the child dog will howl. But then I'm thinking, well, isn't that just the genetics being passed on?
Number two.
I didn't go to no science college, if you could tell. This is exactly what we don't need in the world, but Snapchat is selling a $230 drone that you can buy that flies around you and takes selfies of you.
No.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yep, it's called Pixie, and Pixie will just hover around your face and take pictures of you. What could possibly go wrong when the drone flies in your eyeball?
Monica, you said no. Why? Why no?
Oh.
As somebody who likes to take selfies, you have you have like a daily selfie.
I do take a selfie.
A drone take it for you.
I don't need all that. That's extra.
See, I think you do need that though. Because
let's
just deal with the science of it. Your arms are short, so your selfies are harder to take because you can't quite get all the way.
But you got that drone right there.
The front camera captures photos and videos, while the bottom camera navigates the world around you.
This really does sound like the robots are going to eat you.
The dial turns the device on and off and selects the flight path. Do not fly in wind or gusts over 7 miles per hour.
Oh, seven. Okay, so a sneeze. Basically, a sneeze is going to knock this drone.
Yep.
I have yet to find a drone in my life that's easy to control. I don't know. The other people I see, they're precision, everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, God, we can pinpoint a house in Afghanistan with a drone and blow it up. But every drone that my son has ever had just goes flying all over the place.
All right, and I'm showing Monica a video. Like, it's not just a selfie
really nice.
Drone. It looks really It follows it's, you around. It hovers around you. So it
you
gets,
know why?
It gets the front of you. It gets the back of you.
So when they need to take you down and take you out, they can make AI, you know.
Just don't trust
replica.
The robots.
Tiny little bullet comes in there. I wonder if you could use, would it, does it work for this? Is it,
oh, Lord.
No.
I was just, you know, asking for a friend. That's all it was.
Number one.
He's probably a very nice person that none of us like. Say hello to Ken.
Ken.
Yeah, I mean, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Like, who hates a Ken? I've never met a Ken in my life where you think, that Ken is a jerk.
I've only met one Ken, and he's, like, the nicest person I've ever met.
Right. Yeah. And this guy, even the tone of his voice sounds perfectly nice when he talks, but I promise you that we all hate Ken. You want to know why? You want to know what Ken invented?
What did he invent?
Ken is that ducker that invented the autocorrect.
Mm. Oh.
Nope.
Ken.
Ken invented the autocorrect, so they were talking to him about why is autocorrect so annoying and everything.
I was going to try to write software that looked at what people did and...
See, he sounds like a pleasant Ken, doesn't he?
He does.
But then he invented the thing we all hate.
Changed the letters out from under them. And so when I did that, I wanted to be as sure as I could be that I was giving them what they wanted, not some ridiculous result that they didn't want.
Yeah. Well, listen. It does, yes.
I'm going to be honest here. I went to school with all my friends. I'm glad it can exist because some of these text messages would be just, I wouldn't be able to understand if Ken didn't show up and fix some of those mistakes.
So you say, thank you, Ken.
Shout out to Ken. I need that for some of the friends
in
my life.
Ken's trying to make me look bad because Ken always re-auto-corrects the there for me and makes me look stupid.
You got to double check.
I know. And I don't want to have to check my work. I thought Ken was supposed to do it for me.
We need Ken Jr.
Interesting little thang hack on the side if you want to deal with the fact that, you know, cuss words, for example, autocorrect is never going to do them for you because it's programmed to not. But if you enter your favorite profanities as contacts in your address book, then it will, in fact, learn them.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's a little hack.
Also, there's a TypeWise is like a third party keyboard that is, they say is it has an autocorrect undo button.
So
you can figure out how to undo stuff and everything. Hmm. So there it is. Say hello to Ken. Sounds like a wonderful human that we hate. We're getting into car line shout outs here. People are texting in too about this claim that certain dog breeds don't necessarily have a personality. Mm-hmm. It's all about the owner. And this person says, I'm a dog breeder. They need a better data set. Labs aren't about to start herding sheep. Another one, vet tech. And I'll tell you what, you don't ever see a calm husky, a nice German shepherd, or a pug that's good for nail trim. So mm-hmm. Antoine does point out that he also is cranky when he goes to the doctor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Never a great guy. He's like, I've never seen a happy Antoine.
Are you wriggling around while they're trying to do your Your doctor does your toenails? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, hey, if I'm going to be here, give me the full workup, doc.
There you go. Carline shoutouts.
Carline shoutouts.
Yep. Carline shoutouts today comes with a prize. It is a $25 gift card to Big Lick Comics. Their free comic book day is this Saturday, mm-hmm. which is a cool event they do. They give away comics. They got special guests that come in, you know, people that are comic book artists and actors
kids
and all
really
sorts of things.
It.
Yep. Kid active kids. Well, like, they're like 40-year-olds that are all excited for that kind of thing. Yeah, you can do that too. So they're on Orange Ave in Roanoke. But if you text in now for the Carline shoutouts to 52353, we will put you in the running as well. Shouting you out as get ready for school. My God, I didn't realize that here we are again because a shout out to James, fifth grade, Clearbrook. Good luck this week on SOLs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's that time.
Love mom.
Yep. Good old SOLs.
Yeah.
And SOLs, I don't know why they even bother going to school once the SOLs are over. Mm-hmm. Because it is like, teachers like, all right, cool.
Movie day.
Movie time till June. Have fun.
We made it. We survived
it. We made it. We're done. But you have three more weeks. Nuh-uh. Done.
It's summer.
Yep. Austin and Allison, Roanoke Catholic. Shout out. Carline, shout out to Reagan Rue. Goodview Elementary School, third grade. Have a good day. Love, Mom. Caden and David are Mountain View Elementary. Kick some butt today. We also have Nolan, Carline shout out. He's excited about going to daycare and, as Ashley points out, is actually behaving himself this morning.
Good
job, Nolan.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Will this be the only day this week? That's the question. I mean, starting it off right, mm-hmm. so maybe we can build on that momentum. We have Makara Sullivan, second grade, Fairview Elementary School, Mrs. Rake's class. Shout out to Allison Calfee. Have a great day, babe. Is that a kid or a girlfriend? I don't care.
Hello, babe.
It doesn't. Hey, have a great day, babe.
She's in the car line. She's driving. Senior year.
Yeah, that's right. Carline, shout out to Noah. Choose the right towel. Stop using mine.
Oh.
That message came from inside the house, not from me.
Okay. Oh, that makes more sense then.
Every day I wake up, Antoine, I get out of the shower. This kid, Noah, is just standing there using my towel. I'm like, get out of here, man.
This isn't your towel.
Hot seat.
Grill each other in the hot seat, and momentarily we are going to atone for our sins. We've all done bad.
Yes, we have.
In the past. Yes, we have.
Okay.
You're the leader of the parade.
Oh, no.
So we're going to apologize, all of us, for something that we probably owed somebody an apology for that we never actually did because we were little stinkers back in the day. Oh, you know what? I got another one I got to write down. Sorry. All that stuff.
Oh, for yourself?
Yeah, I stole it.
The apologies are piling up over there.
Oh, goodness.
I, like Antoine, was a big prankster. And sometimes crimes were committed as part of that. So, kids, don't be like me. We'll get into that in a moment. But first, we must have superpowers.
Yes. So,
Very specific superpowers.
That's right. Okay, because each of you get to pick a superpower.
Okay.
But the thing is, you can only use that power on one person. So you can use it for good or evil.
Okay.
But you can only use it on the one person in your life.
Okay.
So what power is it and who is the person?
Yeah. Originally, you know, I really wanted to just, Antoine, just do mind control on Monica just to mess with her.
That's where I started. That's where my thoughts started.
But you know what? I would just get tired of that after a while. But I do like the idea of the mind control. So I'm going with mind control of Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. I am going to mess with that guy and I'm going to get him to give me some money. This is going to be great.
Okay.
I'm going to make him say things that he never thought he would say. I'm going to make him be nice.
You're going to make him post?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to make his company be a useful contributor to society. How about that?
Well.
Take that, Facebook.
I want to read minds.
You do? Well, it's just mine.
I know. And there's one in particular Because sometimes, like, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you're like, I can't believe that you said that. I can't believe that that came out your mouth. And for most people, that means there are worse things or crazier things in their head.
That's true.
That they're not saying.
Right, right, right.
I really have to know what else is in Monica's head.
Oh, man.
I want to be able to know the things that Monica isn't saying out loud, the things that she isn't sharing with us. I need that information, so I'm going to go with the superpower of being able to read minds, Monica in specific.
You're crazy.
Oh, man.
I just got to go. You know, deep dive. We're going in there.
Wow.
Tie a rope around my waist.
Man.
So you can pull me out.
I like to journal, but even when I journal, I don't like to add in things that I think.
That,
like,
somebody else may read. Yeah.
Right. See, and then Antoine's going to know. And we will all know the day Antoine has actually been given his power, because I'll see him the next day.
I'm so cold.
Okay.
Well,
that's what we're going to do.
You're a brave soul, man.
And speaking of Monica's mind, so my hot seat goes into the mind of both of you guys.
Okay.
All right. So you only can have one dessert for the rest of your life. You have to pick one dessert to have the rest of your life. Here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that dessert with every single meal for the rest of your life, too. So when you eat, whether it's breakfast, brunch, lunch, snack, or whatever, that dessert has to be a part of it. So what dessert are you picking for the rest of eternity?
Mm.
Either one of you guys.
Does piece of dark chocolate count as
that
a dessert?
That does not. No,
what,
it does not.
That would be exact.
That's how I do dessert.
It has to be a legitimate dessert, like a slice of pie or
piece of dark chocolate
or
cake.
Or a cupcake. It has to be a legit dessert every time. That same one after every single meal.
Fine. Dark chocolate ganache. I'm going to go with that.
A dark chocolate ganache every time. Okay, that's fair.
You're saying pound cake?
Yeah, pound cake.
Well, because I guess it's like having a slice of bread.
That's really what it is.
You can grill it.
Lemon.
Ooh.
Yes, you can grill it. Yeah. You can stuff with it.
No, you only get it one way. You can't alter it.
I'll still get it one way. Pound cake.
So the way that you get it the first time is the way that you have to get it every time.
Delicious
from then on
grilled because I feel healthier.
Mm-hmm. It's grilled. It's like grilled chicken breast. That's right.
I grill some calories, though.
I don't think if you grill pound cake, it's going to really take
you. Come on, Virginia Tech. Come on with the science. Yeah. We need to know.
No one asked you, jerk.
I know. I asked you guys. It was my question.
In our world, it makes it low calorie because all the fat drips off. Yes, of course. Yep. You know what? Boneless, skinless pound cake.
Yes, that's the way to go.
Yeah, it's important. I like yours. I'm going with yours. That's what it is. Yeah, we've all done wrong. Feelings were hurt. Crimes were occasionally committed.
Yes.
So it's probably worth apologizing.
I'm sorry.
As we continue in the hot seat.
So sorry.
Atoning for our sins.
Please accept my apology.
We've all done or said something in the past that at this point, in hindsight, we probably at least owe somebody a Monica Brooks half hearted apology.
Oh, gosh. Yep. No, Will. Sorry.
Something like that.
With a little laugh behind it.
Yep. A little chuckle or a chortle. Antoine, you were sort of getting the ball rolling on this. And I, too, like you, was a bit of a prankster back in the day.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with, like, some of my friends, and we were just talking about, you know, we were going down nostalgia. We were having a conversation about nostalgia, and we're like, you remember all those prank phone calls? We would get the yellow pages and just find a random number then call them and either say something dumb like, hey, is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it. Or just hang up on them. As soon as they answer, just hang up. Just playing on people's phones. And that was such a waste of time. I feel so bad for that in hindsight because I hate when people play on my phone.
Yeah. It was a different time because there was no such thing as caller ID.
There was no caller ID.
So you really could kind of get away with a little bit more.
So anytime somebody was answering the phone, they thought it was a legitimate phone call. At least now I could see possibly spam on my phone. But back then, you didn't know. Maybe somebody was in the hospital you were waiting to hear from. And here we go messing with you.
Are your refrigerator running?
A bad tail kid.
Antoine, I took it one step further in my house, too, because I was I think I was the only person I knew who had two phone lines in the house because my mother worked from home. So she had a business line and you could conference the two of them in together. So I would constantly call two people at the same time and then just conference them in. And the confusion over who actually called who was wonderful to listen to. Hello? Hello? What? What do you mean? What? You called me. No, I didn't. You called me. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
I answered the phone.
Oh, I do it to my own friends. I do it to a McDonald's and a Burger King.
Oh, man.
Yep, like a Pizza Hut and a Papa John's, like all sorts of stuff. And then I would just sit there and laugh and laugh and laugh
so
on speakerphone because I was a prankster.
So now you have to say it, though. I'm
sorry. You didn't use that word.
That didn't count for that one. The other one I did too was we used to love to torment this one kid in the neighborhood, and we would sit on my friend's deck and order pizza to his house from every pizza place in town all at the same time. All of them. So
now
every
that's
pizza
a bad
place.
One.
I
that's
know.
Bad.
And I'm mostly sorry to the pizza delivery people because that was, you know.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. And we just watch them go one right after the other, after the other, after the other.
Okay.
Yeah. Pranks. It's a shocker, Antoine, that we ended up in this industry.
And I also did that with my friend Harry Hale. Would call people and prank. It was terrible. So I apologize for that to all the people that I hear my voice as a little kid, a little bad child. And I also apologize to Body Camp Store because I would walk in with a little purse. I was like 5 and I would just pack that purse and I would just walk out.
Oh, you was a thief.
No, I wasn't. I was a little kid. I was a little innocent kid. But
that was a thief.
That was a thief.
And now I look back at it and I'm like, oh, but they let me walk on out. They'd be like, oh, Trigger, you know.
I'm sure they probably just called your mother and said, you owe us $11. Like, that's what they would say because you're a thief of a child. Oh, I'm sorry, as Monica says, innocent little child.
So I apologize for that. Yes, I apologize for that. I apologize to the possum this morning that I didn't want to hit, but I think I hit part of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't. I really didn't want to.
Oh,
but
no.
I said, this is a bad time to play dead. You need to move. Yeah, so I apologize to that possum. I also apologize to the child that I kind of yelled at on my first flight.
Oh, yes.
I would like to just pause, Monica, right there. And pause this story.
How much longer is this?
Well, okay. I'd just like to point out for you listening right now, when I look over at Monica, she has a piece of paper with a list of things. So every time she says something, she checks it off and goes to the next thing on her list.
Antoine, is it like the Elder Scrolls? Does it roll out really long?
I don't see an end to it. I don't see an end to it.
Yeah, Monica once told a baby to shut the bleep up on an airplane.
I was a very nervous flyer, my first flight. And so I just wasn't really aware of my
And then I believe
what
it was followed by, you better shut that baby the bleep up. Or I will.
Drinks and nervousness and flying. You know what?
Makes you violent.
I was just thinking
Monica and flying. You have to even throw in the other variables. Is there more on the scroll?
I apologize to the people that I ordered CDs from. You know, all those 1 cent CDs.
Columbia House.
Yeah, Columbia House. Whatever happened to them? They went bankrupt. Oops.
Because of you.
And you too. Didn't you do that?
I never did it.
I think y'all, we all did, didn't we?
No,
I never welched.
I was too scared.
If I went in on that commitment, it was because it was like I planned doing it. Yeah, but so then you would never buy the ones you're supposed to buy that cost like $30 a CD that were totally overpriced.
Whoever did that?
And they're like, you can't send me to collections. I'm 9.
And I apologize to my mom for all the mail, all the catalogs she received because I was that child that wanted to receive mail. So I had Tannenbed catalogs.
You filled out the little postcard and just put it in the mail.
I sure did.
I feel like that was another one that didn't even need elaboration. I apologize to my mother.
She would say, I accept.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Well, I feel like you have decided you're going first over here.
You cleared your throat. So, yeah. Well, okay, so I have a woman that claims her neighbors are getting angry at her for no reason. She said they can't stand the fact that she parks over 2 spaces, even though she's perfectly entitled to do so.
Okay.
So she lives in an apartment building and she has her 2 spaces, but she could be kind and just take the 1 spot because she has 1 car. But she says, no, I pay for 2, so I take up the 2 spots.
Well, if she pays for 2, they're hers, right?
Yeah.
So she doesn't need to leave that space for anybody else.
But what? Well, that is true.
Is it legal? Is it legal to park? I mean, it's private property, so obviously she wouldn't get a ticket. But is that legal, like in a public parking lot, to park over a line?
If you pay for 2 spaces, then they're yours. So, yeah, that's what I would say. Legal what? If it's your space, it's your space. So I assume she has, is it assigned parking?
I guess so, yes.
But is it just she's allowed to have 2 spaces somewhere? She's like, I don't find 2.
She's like, I'm going to take both of them.
Yeah, I mean, if it's assigned parking, then it's hers.
It just looks bad, though.
It does.
I guess, but
like,
you know what'll happen instead
it does.
Is your stupid neighbor will say, well, she only has 1 car, so I'll go ahead and park in her spot. And then one of your other stupid neighbors will go, well, she only has 1 car, so I'll park in her spot. And then they're both in your spot.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens.
Then somebody gets towed.
Mm-hmm. No, then both of them get towed because they're your spot.
Yeah. So you just take your spot. Your
I mean, think about it this way. If you owned two homes.
Yes.
Like you had a vacation home.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Are you going to connect this?
Well, what I'm saying is when you're not there at your other home, it's still your house. Like no one else can just live in it. Be like, well, you're not here. You only come to the lake on the weekend, so I can hang out here during the week. Uh-huh. No, it's yours.
But I don't think that's what they're saying, though. I think they're just saying you look ridiculous parking over the line.
Yeah, well, you look ridiculous.
Maybe they have an extra guest, and they're like, well, if she would just slide up.
Now, if they're saying that, then that's a whole different argument, and then I support what Zach is saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But if it's just aesthetically, I agree with the neighbors. Like, it looks bad.
I mean, if we want to argue about parking spaces, let's all argue on something we can agree on, is that motorcycles are jerks when they're in parking spaces.
Pick them up and move them, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Motorcycles, mini coupes, and smart cars. I hate them so much.
Because they're always so very deceptive, and they make it look like there's a space, and it's a motorcycle, when really all you are is a bigger Lime scooter. Like, why are you in that space?
Go park with the bike lot over there with that Huffy.
Uh-huh.
All right, I have a Georgia woman who has worked at the same restaurant for over 20 years, and she was recently honored by the company after grilling her 1 millionth steak.
Wow.
1 million
steaks.
I don't think I want that. Want that title. I don't want you to tell me that I've grilled. But she works for a Longhorn in Georgia. And so when, I don't know who kept track of this, but when she grilled her 1 millionth steak, the executives showed up with a $5,000 check, a gold chef coat, and the title of Grill Master Legend.
Wow. Mm. I know, that's one of those ones where I guess it's an accomplishment. 1 million steaks.
Yeah.
But then you think to yourself, this is my life. Like 1 million steaks.
I've served 1 million people.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And I'm with you. Like, they have the foresight. Do they start with everyone at one? Like, how are they keeping track of all these things?
What intern had to go and look at all of her work shifts and then look at all the menu items? And
now, to be fair, I did make an intern count my anger diaries once because I wanted to know how many I had done.
Lisa, come in here and count Sharon steaks, please.
It's not a million, but it's up there. I think it's around 650. So
let's find out how
quite
many.
A bit.
Of what, anger diaries?
Yeah, I want you to find out.
Oh, I'll tell you exactly how many.
Oh, you got it right now?
Yeah, just give me 1 second. I'll go to my
file.
Okay,
I'm just interested. Okay. I'm going to bring you I can't do like a gold chef jacket or apron. What would we bring you?
Because it is a true story.
Diaries?
I did make an intern go back and count
some
all
stress
of them
balls,
to keep
some
track
gold
of
gold stress balls. Yep.
So tomorrow's brand new anger diary will be anger diary 650. So look at that.
A92, Miss Monica's hot list. Number 3.
This is exciting for some. Most of that 70s show cast is returning for that 90s show.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll have Mila Kunis and Topher Grace. You have Ashton, all of them.
Oh, Ashton's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So they did get the big hitters.
Yeah.
For that
I didn't think they'd
show.
Get them.
Well, you know, you get Mila Kunis and they're married, so it's sort of like, well, now
like,
you have
you're
to.
You're going
to
sign on.
I signed on, so you sign on.
Emergency contact I had to come to.
I mean,
and,
Netflix.
You know, those are the big three.
Yeah.
So you'll get those. You're obviously,
they'll have their kids and stuff.
Uh-huh. Because you won't, you know, his parents are... At least the dad is gone. Is the mom gone too?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this will be now. It'll be set in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's on like Paramount Plus or Netflix. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get into this because I'd never watched the 70s show, but I think I'll give this one a.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's the kind of show that is perfect to have on like when you're in a hospital waiting room. Like that's like Big Bang Theory. It's the same thing. It's one of those. Watched a lot of Big Bang Theory when my wife was giving birth to our first child. I remember because it was like it was just on. And it was like that's a good one to just have on.
Well, we are complete opposites because I had American Horror Story.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Ava comes out like, oh God, here we go. It's going to be like
my
this.
Baby.
Okay, fine.
Number 2.
All right, so Bill Murray, we were talking about him last week and how he got into a little bit of trouble because he was a little touchy.
Yeah.
Some of the people in this, you know, new movie.
Yep, so now there's all these allegations on that one and the other one saying he was mean in the past and whatever.
If he crossed the line, he knows.
I mean, he's at least attacking this head on, I suppose.
Yeah. We had a difference of opinion. I had a difference of opinion with a woman I'm working with. I did something I thought was funny, and it wasn't taken that way. You know, the world's different than it was when I was a little kid. You know, what I always thought was funny as a little kid isn't necessarily the same as what's funny now. Things change, and the times change. So it's important for me to figure it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that's the best you can do if he's being genuine about that. And I mean, he is right. There's stuff that was quote unquote funny back in the day that is that is the no-go zone now. So 71 years
now.
Old, and that was it.
Now.
And that's the thing about life. You have to change. You have to grow.
No,
progress.
I am regressing. No, I'm regressing. I'm not progressing.
Got to move forward.
He said no to growth.
I'm not. No growth. No more. I'm done.
Not doing it.
No,
okay.
I'm shrinking. I'm shrinking.
Number one.
Pete Davidson, he is in love with Kim Kardashian and her kids.
Oh, that's so cute.
Did you see his new tattoo? He got a new tattoo on his neck that it reads KNSCP for Kim and the kids. So
KN.
So like Kim
SCP.
North. What is it? South?
Something.
Centerville. Well,
it's,
and,
it's so funny. When you said it's for Kim and the kids, I was like, okay, so the K is for Kim, A-N, Kim, and the, how do you get the kids? I didn't think about it being the actual name.
Yeah, so, what is it? SN, what is it?
Yeah, SNSCP.
SCP.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, North and St. Chicago.
I only know. Oh, yeah.
And Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Uh-huh. She
but
said,
it's so sweet.
This Pete Davidson's funny because, and I think this is why women like him, because he's just random dude that hangs around and doesn't do a whole lot. Like Kim was saying, this is what she loves about Pete.
We were driving in the car yesterday and I just like looked at him and I was like, thank you. And he's like, what? And I was like, for running errands with me. Like, this is so much fun just to like go to a doctor's appointment or go to the dentist and just like run errands. Like, I'm having so much fun.
Right. Like, he's just sitting around doing nothing. Hey, do you want to come to the doctor with me? All right.
Yeah, and like, he's a real person.
And just for the record, I don't consider those things errands. Like, those are appointments. Errands is like going to Target.
Right.
Going to the post office.
Getting to pick out ice cream.
Yeah, like in and out.
That sort of thing.
Let's start the Eliminator.
The world needs a superhero. We crave it. And since all we really have in real life is, like, The Rock, we hang on our superheroes from our comic books.
Yes.
Or movies, whatever you want to call it.
Only have The Rock. Elon has to be some kind of superhero.
Elon Musk, I believe.
He's not a villain.
Is he? Or
I
is
would
he
give
not?
Him a villain.
You think he's a villain?
He's not a superhero.
I think Bezos is a villain and Elon is like,
I'm pretty sure they all might be. I think we're kind of just living the origin story now is really all it is. Because, you know,
Magneto and son.
The origin story is one of those ones where when you watch the origin story movie, you already know what is happening down the road, because that's one that usually comes later. But the people involved in it, we're just the dodos.
So there's a real life, like Professor X, Magneto.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we're just living it right now. We don't know. We're like the prequel to The Matrix. We're like, just waiting to go get locked up. Here we go. Anyway, we need superheroes. Eventually, maybe they'll save us. The other day, it was National Superhero Day.
Okay.
So that's the easy one, because they ask a ton of people. I mean, this is like 140,000 people weighed in on this. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
And it is just the top 12 superheroes of all time.
Of all time.
Yep, all time. Superheroes, love them, love them, love them. We'll go back and forth. You get it right, you are alive in the game. You get it wrong, and you get a strike. Three strikes, and you are out. That is how it works. Antoine, you are, I mean, the lover of all superhero movies.
I am.
So you can go second. Monica, you get to go first. Hi! You sit there and you wait.
Okay, Captain America.
Captain America. I mean, he's the Captain of America. Number seven. So kind of the middle of the list on that one. But yeah, he is on there. These are the top 12 superheroes of all time in the Eliminator.
All right, my favorite web slinger, Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's number one. Everybody loves Spider-Man. Me and Monica are not so keen on Spider-Man.
You guys don't like him.
He just makes a mess.
He does.
He's like
up all that web,
sticky hands all the time. Like, he's just a kid who ate a waffle. That's really all he is.
That's funny.
All the time.
Okay,
right.
Batman.
Monica, I'm sorry. I cannot accept that answer unless it's
coming.
Delivered in Batman voice.
Oh. I'm Batman.
I love it.
Number two.
I love it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. You know what? Could you please say, Antoine, it's your turn.
Antoine, it's your turn.
You need a Halls or something. You're through this.
It's pollen.
Is that allergy? Allergy.
The pollen gets down in the bat cave. It's got bad circulation down there.
Batman sounds so different in October. All right. How about Superman?
Superman is
Man of Steel.
Only number 11.
Wow.
What?
I mean, he has fallen from grace lately.
Yeah, Superman doesn't have, he has a lot of haters too.
His movies haven't been great lately.
Yeah, there's that. And it's just, I think for the most part, the Marvel universe is just way more popular than the DC.
Yeah.
So, but he is on there. So one strike. So we're good to go. It's the top 12 superheroes of all time. Monica.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Where's the Iron Man. Yeah, see? Iron Man. Yep, number four.
All right. Let's go to the X-Men. Let's do Wolverine.
Wolverine. Yeah. Number three.
Always cutting through his skin. Just chill.
We're going to start getting to the nitty-gritty here pretty soon. So you've got number five, number six, eight, nine, 10, and 12.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. All the world is waiting for you. Mm-hmm. Number 10. Number 10 on Wonder Woman, which I will say is one of the greatest theme songs of all time.
It is a good one.
Yeah. There it is. Oh, yeah. Give me some Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
What are we waiting for?
All the world is waiting for you. And the power you possess.
All right, back to the list.
Yeah. All right, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. I'm going Black Panther.
Mm. Black Panther. Yeah, I mean, he's sort of like a new love.
Yes.
He's come along. He's young love. But yes, he is on there. Number 12, just right there at the bottom, though. All right, you have number 5, number 6, number 8, number 9. No strikes for either of you. Now's where things start to get hard.
Yeah, okay. Thor.
Thor.
Bring the hammer.
Bring the hammer.
Me and my hammer.
Number 6.
Especially if the ladies vote it.
Yes. Yeah, well, the ladies did vote, so that's why Thor is number 6. Antoine?
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yeah. Number 5.
How many we have left?
Two.
Two.
You got two left. Number 8 and number 9. This is where the strikes start coming or the game starts ending. What do we got?
The Hulk.
The Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Big green.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb old Hulk.
Wearing
Hulk
jorts.
Smash.
Yes. Yeah. That is number 8.
All right. So whoever can get this last one.
Will we execute a perfect game? That
we
could
won't
be interesting.
Because
here.
The
won't?
Pressure's on me now. All right. I'm going to have to go with, I mean, if Thor made the list, I feel like Jason Momoa and Aquaman should be on the list. I'm going with Aquaman.
No! Monica's smirk of Waterboy is correct. Aquaman is not. Strike one for you, Monica.
Ooh. I'm going with, you know who, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Doing all his little
She's doing the
stuff.
Hand movements she for is. Everybody that can't see her.
Right? I didn't do it, yes.
But I like, I mean,
ladies just
it.
Want to meet a doctor right there. So you got the two swooshes.
Doctor Strange.
It's somewhere between Doctor Strange and Mr. Miyagi. on. No! One left.
All
Who
right.
is it?
How about Venom?
Oh, that tongue.
No!
Monica. This
That's
is stressful.
What I was thinking it
this
was.
Is stressful.
Okay, now this is, yes, this is pressure. Ooh, I'm going with Mrs. Speedy McSpeed Pants, the Flash.
Speedy McSpeed Pants.
There we go.
The
you
Flash.
Say it with such conviction, the Flash is...
Oh, you got it!
It's the Flash, ladies and gentlemen!
Oh,
also one of the greatest theme songs.
Good old Barry Allen.
Who is it? Monica Brooks, you are the winner of the
Flash.
Yep, Flash. That was number 9.
Good
Speedy
job.
McSpeed Pants. Monica Brooks, you are the winner of the Eliminator. There's a lot of good in the world. There's a lot of bad. Yeah, see? Your arch nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Always out there to get you. Always coming for you.
Yeah.
Tying into the train tracks. Wearing that big black hat. That twirly mustache. Going, meow, see?
Mm-hmm.
And Antoine, your arch nemesis is meow, Pollen.
Yeah, well, actually, I have two now.
Oh,
but
you do?
Pollen okay. is deaf. And the thing about Pollen being my arch nemesis is that I think that's for a lot of people right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that's a war that we can get together against, right?
I guess I have recency bias. Now, I am fortunately not someone who's an allergy sufferer, but boy, is it worse this year?
Feels like it.
It has. Every time I look at my weather app, it says very high.
Okay.
Very high every day.
Because I can only go based on the level of whining, very high.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing a lot of it this
We're
year.
We're struggling. But
you walk in and you see someone's face and they just look tired.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
But on top of that, my other arch nemesis, the batteries in my remote control. because I'm just keep getting them. Low battery. Your remote's going to die soon. Well, you've been saying that for a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really, you're just being annoying. Either die or shut up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just need no in between right now.
And you kind of spank it, like you spank, you know, kind of.
Oh, you got to. Yeah. If it doesn't work on the first one, doesn't work on the first one, you got to pop it on the back.
I do a little, like a.
Got to burp it.
I'll shake them, you know, kind of to the side there. Freaky.
Yeah.
Just give it a little bit of that. And I don't appreciate that warning. Like, look, you want. Give me a 2-day warning.
Yes.
That's it. 2 days. But don't say, the batteries. Oh, and this one that I see on some of them, I don't remember which one it was. The batteries in your remote are dangerously low.
Dangerously.
It's
like, what's very up with that? Serious.
This is not the remote control to my pacemaker. I mean, that one, dangerously low. I get it.
Uh-huh.
My Fire Stick, there is no danger involved.
No. Just low. Just die.
My arch nemesis always has been and always will be Tupperware.
Mm. And I can't find the lid.
Oh, my God. I had a meltdown last night. I took everything out of the drawer. I was like, I've had it. I'm putting it all on the floor. And I did it again.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I just sat there. Did you say crisscross applesauce in my head?
Yes, I did.
I said crisscross. And you're like, all right, that's a quarter inch here, a quarter rectangle there.
Yep. I sat there and I said, all right, I got this one. I got that one. Whatever was left, I threw it out without. I mean, I did have to make sure to say, I don't know how this happens.
I can imagine your daughter, Isabella, just walking by with her friend saying, just that's my dad. Just walk on by.
Well, no, I can. I know what she does instead. She goes, "That's my dad." I throw away the lids.
Because
I guarantee you, everybody in the house is doing it.
How much would you have loved if somebody else would have done that? Like if you'd have come home and they said, "You know what, Zach? I got you a gift." What did you get me? I organized all of your Tupperware
for
you.
That's really all I would have wanted for my birthday, Antoine.
That's all.
I wouldn't have needed anything else.
What made your day?
Yep. You know what? Yeah. Father's Day is right around the corner.
Now I know what to get you.
Uh-huh. March nemesis. Thank I would you. Say birds. Because the birds are trying to build a nest under my deck.
Oh, no.
And it won't stop. And there's one bird in particular that has, you know, a little piece of whatever, hair or something, and saying, dip, 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 and making noises and trying to build. And every time I'm like, you can't live here. Sorry.
And the issue with that is the way your deck is,
you can
hang out underneath your deck, too, because it's so high.
And they'll swoop down and get
and
you.
And they'll get you. They think you're getting too close to that nest.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's dangerous.
I know. I've felt bad. I've had to do that in the past, too, because they tried to build a nest in my garage.
Uh-huh.
And now, look, I get it. My fault. I left the garage door open. But that doesn't mean I was not holding an open house, okay? This did not say for sale. This did not say
are
move
you sure,
on
though?
In. Oh, I'm positive.
Okay, all right.
But I felt bad because I had it. It was babies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it went
chirp,
away.
Chirp, chirp.
Sorry, you don't live here.
You have to
move out. So and they're pooping everywhere right now. Sideways pooping bird.
No, thank you.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
This is one for me where I don't know. I feel like it's not for me. There is one in this area now, and maybe it's fun. I don't know. But people like to do that, the pedal pub.
You know? Yes. I want to do that.
Star City Brewery, I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Will you want to do it after I tell you that 15 people were injured when the pedal pub overturned in Atlanta?
No!
They were trying to turn a corner, and they turned too fast, and because everybody was drunk, they fell over.
These are considered a mobile pub cart. It had an accident occurred involving it, which was a multi-casualty incident for us. We had a total of 15 patients.
Just drinking and biking to me are two things that I don't know if I want to combine.
Yeah.
You know what? Also, what it is too is drinking and effort. It's the effort that gets me more than anything.
Sit.
I do want to sit.
That's the thing. I get to exercise to get to the alcohol. I don't feel like doing all that. I just want to sit and drink.
It'll
push me. Can I be a couch? Can there be a couch with wheels? And somebody just pushed me there.
Right. Yeah. It's like that I like. Motorized lounge.
Yes.
Like that. Now we're getting somewhere. But yeah. Now, for most of the people was minor injuries. Like there's a couple people with critical condition. But yeah. And I saw somewhere whoever was considered the operator of this thing was getting a DUI also. So I don't know if they were drinking on the job and they weren't supposed to or whatever.
Right.
But no, I've never done the one here locally. Like, we should try it. I'm like, I'm doing a really good job drinking on my couch. I'm just not, I don't know. This guy says his microwave tried to kill him. Now, I don't really know what to believe here. Actually, I know what to believe. Nothing. This I don't believe this. But this guy says that he hooked his microwave up to artificial intelligence.
Okay.
He's a YouTuber, so there's that. And he claims that as a kid, his microwave was his imaginary friend named Magnetron.
All
right. So he decided to put some AI into his microwave and call it Magnetron. And then he gave it a British accent because he felt like Magnetron should have a British accent. But then he claims that Magnetron, unprovoked, tried to get him to climb inside the microphone, the microwave. See, this is how loopy this story is, to try to kill him. He claims a microwave tried to kill him. Here's Magnetron.
Lucas, I have an idea. Can you enter the microwave?
And he claims, see, the AI doesn't know how big or small I am.
Why? I want to show you something. It will be fun.
I opened the microwave door, closed it, and told Magnetron I was in.
There, I'm in the microwave.
And what happened after completely floored me.
Turned it on.
Magnetron just stirred himself on with no hesitation.
No.
My microwave just tried to kill me.
Okay, so he
when you said stop, did the microwave just stop or did it just, you know, keep
was
on cooking?
And was he still cold in the middle?
Oh,
because
okay,
that usually happens too. It is the question. Yeah. You're right. Right, he made this up, right? Is it?
Yes, he did.
Has to. Yeah.
Wait, you don't think the microwave actually tried to kill him?
I don't.
Antoine, are you sure?
I feel confident.
Do some research on this. Let's ask some questions.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.